What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're just finishing up on the campaign trail stories. Do you remember this Hispanic political activist named Tony Yepayas, who came down very hard on Donald Trump for Trump's assertion that some illegal Mexican aliens were rapists? And this week, Tony has been arrested for rape. And not only was he arrested for rape, his victim was an illegal alien. Little bit of an embarrassment. They are finally announcing the topics for the first presidential debate. Question number one is going to be, Mr. Trump, have you stopped beating your wife? I'm joking about that, but I imagine they wish they still had Megyn Kelly out there to go after him. But the issues are going to be America's direction, achieve prosperity, and securing America, which are very bland and broad topics that are being chosen to allow Hillary to shine as much as she can. So they're still out there carrying her water. Now, 75% of voters, according to a new poll, are going to watch that first debate. So there's going to be a lot of focus on that. And again, Hillary's handlers have to just be freaking out, because it's a very stressful environment. She's going to be standing up there for a long time. She could have a medical episode right on national TV. All right, so let's talk about that bombing, the bomb in New York, New Jersey. And at this point, it's looking more and more like this was a staged false flag. It was a rush job. They had a patsy already set up, and it was done to distract the corporate media away from the U.S. attacking Syria's forces, which is an act of war, and Hillary's growing problems. But it has backfired, because another terror incident in this country involving a foreign national or somebody from a foreign country has actually bolstered support for Donald Trump's immigration agenda. So they're trying to delink it, find some way to spin it, saying, yes, it's terror. Yes, you'd be afraid. Yes, we're going to take away your guns here, but it's got nothing to do with the illegal immigrants and Donald Trump. But already there are cracks in the official story. Thankfully, nobody actually died this time. These pressure cooker bombs were dumped in a trash dumpster. One of them went off when a police robot made a mistake. But the propellant in there was tannerite. Now, tannerite is a very low-power explosive. It's sold without restriction for target shooters, because they'll take a little plastic jar and they'll fill it with the tannerite. When they hit it, it makes a nice little boom and flash and cloud of smoke. It's really more of the category of a stage pyrotechnic than it is really an explosive. But that's what was inside these things. And the other issue is, of course, is how blazingly fast they found the suspect. Reminds me of 9/11, when the buildings were still smoldering and hadn't even collapsed yet. And they were just sure, oh yes, it's Osama bin Laden. It's definitely Osama. There is no question, it's Osama bin Laden. Now, they haven't found anybody else. There are no other persons of interest being sought. And here's where it gets interesting. Do you know where they found this guy, Rahami? He was sleeping in a shop doorway like a homeless person. The owner of a bar spotted him and recognized him from the video reports coming on in. Be on the lookout for this guy. Doesn't sound like somebody who's carried off of a bombing and needs to hide. If he needed to sleep, sleeping in the back alley is a lot less likely to be discovered than just passing out in a doorway. And if he's passed out and drunk, then he's not a very good Muslim, is he? The other issue is, of course, the placement of the bombs. They weren't placed to cause maximum damage. Trash dumpster was there to make noise for the news to pay attention to. Now, ISIS is claiming that the Somali who did the stabbings at the Minnesota Mall is part of their group, but they're denying any link to this guy, Rahami, in New York, New Jersey. Now, the initial reports were that this was a lone wolf terrorist. He was not on anybody's radar. But as it turns out, Ahmed Khan Rahami's father warned the FBI of his son's radicalization following a visit to Afghanistan back in 2014. This, in turn, forced the FBI to admit that, yes, they had lied in the initial report. He was on their radar after all. They had him in the category of potential patsy, which appears to be what has happened. Now, GOP senators are saying it is time to start getting the immigration details on suspects in terror attacks or knife attacks or anything. There's a legitimate question there as to how much of the recent increase in violence that we're seeing in this country is tied into the immigration issue. And, of course, the liberals are out there saying, oh, they're not linked at all. You're just being racist. You're being cruel. You're being heartless. We have to bring the refugees here. It's the only solution. Actually, it's not the only solution. Stopping these U.S. wars of conquest and invasion that made all these people homeless is the best solution. We're going to take a minute here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network at this moment. And we're talking about the what appears to have been another false flag terror attack over the weekend and hastily put together to distract the corporate media from the U.S. attack on Syrian forces. Now, here's a very interesting story. This is coming out of Blacklisted News. Declassified FBI documents confirm that Americans, not foreigners, orchestrated terrorism post 9/11. And basically saying that the broadening U.S. interventions overseas are fueling all kinds of anger. And yet, still, the suspects in these terror attacks turn out to be Americans, like the Tsarnaevs and the Boston bombing. Now, getting on back to Syria, to nobody's surprise, the Syrian ceasefire has collapsed in the wake of the U.S., U.K., Australian, Danish bombing of Syrian soldiers, which allowed ISIS to advance into this crucial area around the Deir ez-Zor airport. And I understand Syria is now taking that land back at cost. And maybe the U.S. did this because they wanted the ceasefire to collapse, because if the ceasefire holds and Aleppo gets resupplied, the U.S. is on the verge of being kicked out of Syria. They certainly don't have the Syrian government's permission to be there. And they're selling this whole incursion into Syria to the American people by saying they're after ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's their catch-all excuse. Whoever we need to invade, ISIS and Al-Qaeda are going on there. Oh, over in the Philippines, Duterte made bad words about our president. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are there. We're going to invade. Now, 5 years ago when they first went on in there, they were a little bit more honest that their U.S. goal in Syria was to remove Bashar al-Assad and put in a compliant foreign puppet ruler, in part because of that oil pipeline that Assad refused to allow built across Syria's soil because Israel is stealing Syrian gas in the Golan, and they wanted to use that pipeline across Syria to sell it to Europe. And I can understand why Assad might not be too eager to go along with that kind of a deal. Now, Syria's ambassador is out there saying that the U.S. aggression on the Syrian military site in Deir ez-Zor was deliberate, it was pre-planned, it was coordinated with ISIS, who knew exactly when to attack following the airstrikes. Not an accident. And we posted a flashback story, one of many, from last December, where Iraq soldiers who were fighting ISIS were bombed by the United States in an airstrike. Back then they said, oh, it was a mistake. We were in the wrong place. We're sorry. We're such lousy navigators, and our military equipment is junk, and we just don't know who we're shooting at anymore, and we're just going to shoot everybody and hope that we get the bad guys, or whatever the thing is. Once may be an accident, but look at all the times the U.S. has blown up Doctors Without Borders hospitals, the Iraqi troops fighting ISIS, the Syrian troops fighting ISIS. That's policy. That's not a mistake. Now, the U.S. is blaming Russia for the attack on the United Nations aid convoy. And their entire source for that is unnamed and anonymous U.S. intelligence experts, the usual go-to source. But given that the U.S. accidentally bombed Syrian forces, how can we know it wasn't the U.S. that accidentally, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, bombed the aid convoy? To deny that aid into Aleppo, to keep the people of Aleppo under control by ISIS, and again, to try and have something to blame Russia for. Now, to nobody's surprise, the United Nations has suspended aid operations in Syria because they don't want their people and their trucks to get shot up. Moscow and Syria's government are both denying that they had anything to do with the United Nations aid convoy being attacked. And given Washington, D.C.'s past track record of lies, fraud, and deception, I'm going to give Syria and Russia the benefit of the doubt on this one. Now, following the end of the ceasefire and following the attack on the Syrian forces by the United States, Great Britain, Australia, and Denmark, Russia and Syria have uncorked on the terrorists. They're not going to make any more distinctions between the moderate rebels and ISIS and Al-Qaeda because all of them are working for the United States. They have launched over 100 airstrikes into Aleppo in the last 24 hours. They're just going to pound the place. That is the last major stronghold of ISIS. If you look at a situation map in Syria, Islamic State is shown as still having a lot of territory along northern Syria, but most of that is empty, worthless desert. It's controlling the highways, controlling the cities, and Aleppo's the final one. When they're kicked out of Aleppo, that's it. The party's over. And the U.S. will have this generation's version of Vietnam as part of President Obama's legacy. Story coming out of Activist Post. Video shows American soldiers posing as rebels getting chased out of the rebels' camp by the jihadists who are shouting very bad words after them. This whole deception is falling apart. Another story out of Russia Insider is that all these U.S. troops on the ground hate their Syria mission. They know what they're really there for. In fact, there was an illustration in this story about somebody holding up a little sign to the camera saying, "I didn't join the Marine Corps to fight for Al-Qaeda." They know exactly what it is that they're being told to do, what they're being ordered to do. Basically, they're being ordered to commit an act of treason. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Jamie in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to know if we did something in Russia, like say the U.S. coordinated something with the Chechen terrorists in Russia.
Yes.
Like a pretty big attack. That would be probably the last straw, right? Since the Russians, even though we won't say it, they have the proof that we help the jihadists out and terrorists out, so...
Well, Russia has the proof, so do we. It's come out of declassified State Department documents. It's come out of the stuff that Judicial Watch has pried loose under the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. It's come out of the leaked emails. It is beyond question now that Obama and Hillary Clinton were covertly supporting, training, and supplying ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. They were smuggling guns left over from ousting Gaddafi in Libya to Syria, and they were using that consulate in Benghazi as the hub. And that's why they wanted that consulate completely destroyed in order to erase the paper trail.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Russian population knows that as a proven fact. It's in their media. And what I'm saying is, like, imagine if there was, like, an attack like on an airport or a big mall in Russia, and they killed some of the attackers, and they found out they were CIA assets. I mean, that basically would be an act of war by the U.S., so what would be stopping Russia from attacking us?
Well, you need to remember the rules of covert warfare, okay? The actual combatants and the actual weapons can't be traced back to the United States because that's how a covert war becomes a real war. And we're headed that way, but let's not encourage it. That's why the U.S. has created ISIS and Al-Qaeda as their proxies. and now they're using Saudi Arabia as a proxy over in Yemen. They're trying to hide the fact that the U.S. is behind all this war and death and conquest, and it's not succeeding very well because we, you know, everybody's figured it out what's going on.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Since they are so sloppy, could we probably have something like that happen to where?
You know, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But you know that if a group of operatives attacked something inside Russia, Russia caught them, and it turned out to be somebody in the CIA, the U.S. government and the corporate media would just say, oh, it's more Russian lies. You don't want to listen to that. If you're a loyal American, you will plug your ears for anybody except El Presidente. You know, it would have to be really obvious, like the shoot down of the U-2 and Francis Gary Powers.
What do you think is stopping those? Because like, if that would happen to Russia, Russia is not going to just stand by and let their civilians just keep getting... Because I'm pretty sure they stopped a lot of attacks, you know, even though it's probably not been reported. I'm pretty sure they have. It is going on, you know, covert means to...
Okay, well, Putin kind of headed that off before it was going to happen because he's kicked all these non-governmental organizations like USAID out of Russia. And these are the groups that are fronts for... intelligence agencies that were caught funding opposition parties. They did it over in Ukraine. They were trying to do it in Russia. And these non-governmental organizations, these are the fronts for destabilization campaigns. And Putin's just kicked them all out, which is why they're not seeing that kind of problem just yet. Although I'm sure the U.S. is working very hard to get back in there somehow and try and create a new Russian revolution. But that's going to be very, very tricky because Putin's party just won re-election in a landslide victory. You're not going to convince anybody. That's why
the U.S. is trying to destabilize all those southern countries on Russia's southern border, right, basically?
Right. Well, they're trying to basically create a new Maginot Line across the southern border of Russia. But if you remember how well the original Maginot Line worked, that's not really a very, very good idea. But all the U.S. is really doing is starting to wall off the U.S. and its allies because the hub of economic activity is shifting rapidly to Russia, China, and their associates. They've got all the manufacturing. They've got the healthy agricultural produce. They can make money where all the U.S. Federal Reserve can do is just keep printing ink and paper until the system locks up.
What do you think will happen with the whole Donbass situation? You think those fascists over there, those neo-Nazis that are trying to antagonize them, you think they have any really... I don't think. Do you think they have a really possible chance? I don't think they do have an antagonizing answer, right? Because they're too small, right? They're too small of a group.
I mean, World War I started with the assassination of one man. I mean, when somebody's looking for an excuse for war, they'll do it. I think it's a tremendous concern that the United States and the European Union have both announced ahead of time that they will not recognize the results of the Russian elections about to take place in Crimea. They're still pushing this idea that Crimea is occupied, that it was annexed, that it was stolen, and they're basically building their policy on this fiction.
You know, it's kind of funny when you look at the map of the Ukraine and you look at that area. It's generally the area where Stalingrad was and where the Germans were stopped. And it's pretty funny how, you know, there goes the next world war. You know, kind of starting off at the same lines where the first one kind of halted in a way, you know?
Yeah, very much so. And I think that's another reason why so many of the European Union member states are starting to talk about leaving NATO and getting out of this, because if you go to Europe today, you can still see the scars from the first two world wars right in front of you. We don't have those reminders here in the U.S. For us, World War I and World War II are abstractions and a bunch of monuments in city parks. But in France,
yeah,
you can still see the... We got to take a break for commercials.
I was wondering what you...
Jamie, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, we've been talking about the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is cited by the corporate media constantly for reports on how terrible things are in Syria under Bashar al-Assad. And the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has been exposed as a propaganda machine. It's a one-man operation in Coventry, England. The guy hasn't been to Syria in at least 12 years. He also runs a T-shirt business. And all he does is he sits and he writes up these press reports about how terrible things are in Syria. And he's simply quoted verbatim by the corporate media without any question whatsoever. It's called propaganda laundering. So the media isn't caught out with a lie. They'll say, well, we were just quoting from this one over here. Turns out there's another one. The Aleppo Media Center, which has also been spewing out pro-Western propaganda regarding Syria, turns out to be funded by the French Foreign Office, the European Union, and the United States. So you have to be very, very careful about all these so-called organizations that are being held aloft as the authoritarian source on what's going on in the world. They're bought and paid for propaganda operations. Russia has gone as far as to state that at this point, the United States has actually started World War III for real in Syria. And remember, my concern was, as Hillary self-destructs and Trump moves ahead in the polls, that the war hawks may go ahead and get the war going before Donald Trump can take office and pull the plug on it. They're going to stick him with World War III the way Herbert Hoover was stuck with the Depression of the 1930s. But Donald Trump may not behave the way they're expecting to behave. Well, even though the war is wrong, we are in it. We must fight it out. Because Donald Trump is primarily a businessman. And he knows that war is bad for any business that's not involved with making things that kill people. He's not obsessed with his historical legacy the way professional politicians are. He could get into the Oval Office, and his first act as president is to get on the phone to Russia and China and say, you know something, this is a really stupid idea. Let's just call it off. Let's just call it off. Putin would say yes immediately. China would probably need a little bit more schmoozing. But it certainly does seem like the U.S. government is trying to get a major war going before the election or before the inauguration. And I would imagine that if it's not underway by the election and Donald Trump wins, that we'll see it happen late November, early December. Could be a new Pearl Harbor, December 7th. Now, the U.S. is now admitting that they have been supplying Saudi Arabia with white phosphorus munitions, which we know have been used against human targets and civilians in Yemen. This is a war crime. White phosphorus is banned for any use other than as a smokescreen. Now, Israel uses it all the time to set villages and towns on fire. That's a war crime. And apparently, some of the bombs that were used on a Doctors Without Border hospital in Yemen tracked back to the United States. Oh, but it was an accident. Yeah, it was just an accident. We bombed yet another Doctors Without Borders hospital. Now, Ron Paul came out with an article today which makes a huge amount of sense. Israel is very rich. They're powerful. They're armed with hundreds of nuclear weapons. Why force the American taxpayer to send them another $38 billion in new death gear? Ron Paul's words, and they're very appropriate. And yes, it's a legitimate question. Now, Israel's propaganda is there's poor little helpless country in the Middle East surrounded by enemies that want to destroy them. The new Hitler. They use that one all the time. But the reality is, Israel does have nuclear weapons. We knew it from the former government of South Africa, which tried to buy one from Israel. And now we have the leaked emails in which Colin Powell is acknowledging Israel's arsenal and places its number at 200 nukes. Israel is not in any danger from any of its neighboring countries. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the recently leaked email in which former Secretary of State Colin Powell actually acknowledged Israel's nuclear arsenal. Now, everybody inside the U.S. government has known all along that Israel has nuclear weapons. Remember Barack Obama's very first press conference as president? And Helen Thomas put him right on the spot and asked him, what countries in the Middle East have nuclear weapons right now? And Obama put on his tap shoes and he danced away and talked about proliferation as a concern. And the next day, Helen Thomas was gone from the White House press corps. Israel's government likes to joke that the Arabs may have all the oil, but Israel has the matches. And so now we have this email from Colin Powell himself acknowledging Israel has at least 200 nuclear weapons. Not a word from the State Department and not a mention in the corporate media. Because you're supposed to go on believing that Israel is this poor, helpless country that's just a victim to all of its neighbors who want to wipe them off the face of the earth. And that's why you have to give them another $38 billion with a B of your dollars. But all you need to do is look at the maps of Israel and Palestine and the neighboring countries since Israel's creation, and you will immediately see that it is Israel that is trying to wipe the other nations, especially Palestine, off the map. It's just amazing how bamboozled Americans have been about Israel because of Israel's influence over our corporate media and our government. We have been duped into siding with the oppressors and the conquerors and the war criminals. Story coming out of RIMF.com, the stronger the boycott, the thicker the hype. And they're talking about all of the extreme comments that are starting to come out of Israel because the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement is gaining ground. It is hurting Israel economically. And you need to understand that boycotts are a recognized form of peaceful protest protected by the First Amendment. But Israel's out there saying that the BDS movement, it's a terrorist organization. And everybody supporting them is a terrorist, and we're going to deal with them like they're terrorists. So we're looking at a looming war. Are we really ready for it? And all along, I have said no. If the United States gets itself into a full-on war with Russia and or China, we're going to lose this one badly. Now, to the bankers who profit from war, they don't care which side wins or loses. They make money off of both sides. It's a little scam that they like to run every once in a while when they don't feel they're making enough money off of a population is kick up a little bit of a war. And they'll loan both countries the money to buy weapons to fight the war at interest. And when the war is all over, they'll loan both sides more money to rebuild what was destroyed at interest. And when it's all over, ordinary people like you and I, we have sort of what we had before, except the graveyards are a lot bigger, and we're back on the hook to the bankers for another 100 years. That's the scam. Now, I'm very opposed to war in general, especially in the context of it being fought purely for economic reasons, to make the rich richer. I'm especially opposed to getting into a war that we are likely to lose. We don't have the money, we don't have the manpower, we do not have the manufacturing that allowed the U.S. to be on the winning side in big mistake number one and big mistake number two. And we don't have the moral authority. Remember what Sun Tzu wrote in The Art of War. In that very first section, he lists out all the things a commander or a national leader must have to prevail in a war. One of them is you must have a military that believes in the moral rightness of the war such that they will fight and die if need be. And the second thing is a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the hardships that war brings even to the victorious side. The U.S. government has neither of those. And looking at our weapons, we're in serious, serious trouble. Story out of pogo.org, the F-35 may never be ready for combat. Now, it's been declared by imperial edict as ready for combat. But the Pentagon's top testing office is saying, no, no way. It's not effective. It's not suitable across the required mission areas and against currently fielded threats. The F-35 would need to run away from combat and have other planes come to its rescue. That's how bad it is. Now, they have finally managed to fix the ejection seat, which was going to break the neck of any pilot unfortunate enough to require it. So that's one problem nearly fixed and only several thousand yet to go. They actually sent an F-35 up for some experimental dogfights against 1970s vintage aircraft. And the 1970s aircraft won the dogfights. The F-35 is too heavy, it's too junked up, it's underpowered, it's full of whiz-bang technology. And these older planes that are simpler, more elegant, are able to outclimb, outturn it. get into its 6 o'clock position and hammer it. Now, we've been talking about the latest aircraft carrier in the U.S. fleet, the USS Gerald R. Ford. And it's been having nothing but problems. They put a lot of whiz-bang technology in there, and they're already admitting in hindsight, probably should not have put so many developing technologies into this one platform, because they can't get them to work. The magnetic catapults aren't working. The radars can't synchronize targets. They keep seeing multiple bogeys where there's only one. All kinds of problems, and now they've got problems with their turbine generators. And there was an electrical explosion in the ship's second main turbine generator in June. There wasn't any fire, but their incident was enough to fling debris into the turbine. And if you wreck a turbine, that's a really long, costly repair job. In July, same thing happened to the other main turbine generator. Now, we've been talking about the U.S. Navy's littoral combat ships. There's the Independence class, which is already having to be dry docked for corrosion problems on the hull. And the Independence class, which has drivetrain problems. And now, just 3 days after the USS Montgomery was commissioned, that ship suffered 2 engine casualties. There are design problems here. The military-industrial complex is all about profitability. Now, during the Cold War, they could crank out all this junk and make huge amounts of money because the theory was, as long as the Cold War stayed cold, none of these weapons would actually be used. None of the missiles came out of the silos other than tests. It just looked really impressive. That was it. When it actually gets put into use, it doesn't hold up. And by the way, that was a problem for the U.S. military going into World War II. Harry Truman built his fame and reputation when he went to Congress as he got on the backs of these military suppliers and saying they're taking huge amounts of tax money, they're not producing anything, and he whipped them into shape. We need a new Harry Truman out there. Meanwhile, we are hearing from BreakingDefense.com more Russia bashing, talking about how Russia could choke the air and sea lanes to Europe in the Atlantic. Those precious Atlantic sea lanes of communication. Because even in this day of massive cargo aircraft, the most efficient economical way to ship large, bulky military, whether it's tanks, jeeps, howitzers, personnel, is still by ship. And those sea lanes of communication are very, very important. And this article is very concerned about Russia's newest fast attack submarine, which is a very potent, very stealthy platform that apparently carries half a dozen different missiles it can employ. And they're very, very concerned about that. I'll bet they're wishing now they hadn't shut down the Sirtas boats and the Sosus nets. So let's get on to the economic news, because things are getting very exciting over there. Elizabeth Warren has slammed Wells Fargo's CEO, Stumpf, over the fact that none of the senior executives at Wells Fargo have been fired over this fake account scandal. They fired 5,300 low-level workers who were just doing what they were told. One executive left with something like a $140 million golden parachute. Nobody else was fired. And Elizabeth Warren just said, "You're a gutless leader, and you should resign. You should be out of there." But CEOs are, I guess, are the new gods. You can't touch them. Just like you can't touch the Clintons or the Bushes. Too much juice, too much power and authority. Italy's prime minister has unloaded on Deutsche Bank's unfixable problem, which is hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in derivatives. And they're basically saying that even a modest $5.5 billion injection is still going to leave Deutsche Bank perilously undercapitalized and scrambling to raise more cash. Now, Deutsche Bank is another bank that's been caught repeatedly engaging in fraud. None of their executives have ever gone to jail. A lot of mid-level executives met with very strange deaths, being flung off of parking structures, very questionable suicides. Now, Sweden has done something I wholeheartedly agree with. We have been talking for quite a while about the problems with planned obsolescence. When you buy something, it is literally designed to fall apart after a few years to force you to buy a new one. Software companies do that with mandated software updates. We're not supporting Windows Millennium Edition or Vista anymore. You know, and XP has been shut down. You will buy Windows 10. It's planned obsolescence. Sweden has come to understand that this throwaway culture is bad economically for the ordinary people. It's also bad for the environment. And so the Swedish government is now introducing tax breaks for people who repair things. Bicycles, washing machines. If you buy a washing machine, it breaks and you throw it out, that's it. If you repair it and keep it alive longer, you will get a tax break. And we need to all go back to that. We need to have manufacturers incentivized to make quality products. I love the way they did it in the old Soviet Union. If you managed a factory and you produced junk, you went to the gulags. And we need to have products that are easy to repair. I remember when I was a kid, it was very easy to repair your car. Now they're literally built so that the driver can't do basic maintenance, let alone get in there and tinker with it and tool it up. You're not even allowed to look at the software inside your own car. Make sure they didn't make a mistake there because of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. We need to go back to that. Sweden's doing the right thing. We need that here. We need to stop plundering natural resources from all around the globe in order to make this season's fashion must-have gadget, which is going to go into the landfill 3 years from now and be replaced by another one. It's destructive environmentally. It's destructive of the consumer economy. It's very good for the CEOs and the corporations, although that model doesn't work when the economy starts to turn south. That's why companies like Apple are in serious trouble now. Kmart is going to close 64 more stores. At least 7 of them will be in Michigan. The large retailers are in trouble because the consumer economy has been destroyed by all the corruption coming out of Wall Street and Washington, D.C. 13 Dunkin' Donuts closing because they can't make a profit. And finally, I want to put a little bit of a personal gripe out there. I found a website of U.S. Postal Service complaints and reviews and found thousands and thousands of complaints about mail taking way too long to get where it's supposed to go. And it's an issue for me because here in Hawaii, most retailers don't carry the things that I need and want. And so I have to order online. But now I'm in a situation where even if I order online, it can take a month for the stuff to get here. And I don't know if it's the Hanjin shipping bankruptcy or just the usual USPS problems. But it's another sign of the decline and rot of our society. And after posting that story, I found this other one where the U.S. Postal Service Inspector General is acknowledging there's been a massive increase in delayed mail because of the Postal Service's efforts to cut its costs. They're holding things longer, trying to consolidate shipments. And it's a mess. It's not a reliable system anymore. If you have the option, you have to go with Priority Mail or FedEx or UPS. But when you're ordering things online, you don't always have the option of being able to say, send this by Federal Express. And so what you've bought hangs out there in limbo. And if it's something that you bought to get your computer running again, well, you're going to be a month before you get your computer running again, unless you maintain a personal stockpile of parts. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the refugee crisis. As you know, they had a big confab over at the United Nations about this yesterday and accomplished virtually nothing other than to give everybody a chance to get up there and talk about, oh, it's a terrible crisis. We don't know what we're going to do. But apparently, according to the CBC, Canada is about to join with the United Nations and George Soros to export private refugee sponsorship. In other words, they want to set up privatized refugee management for a modest uplift in the cost. So they're going to take the refugee crisis and turn that around to make a fast buck. And so what we have here is the U.S. invading or regime-changing dozens of countries, creating the worst refugee crisis since World War II, and the people who live in the countries the refugees are fleeing to are going to be forced to pay for it all, including a small profit margin. That's how badly you are all being used, whether you're a refugee or an indigenous citizen. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the immigration. And as you know, yesterday we had this story where here in the United States of America, over 800 immigrants who were scheduled for deportation because of national security concerns or prior criminal records were instead accidentally given permission to remain within the country. Sure, it's an accident over here. Now, over in Germany, where Merkel is struggling to hang on to control of the government as the German people get more and more upset, apparently it's now come out that Merkel's government was letting migrants come into Germany with fake passports. And obviously the concern is there are going to be more Islamic terror attacks all over Germany. Maybe this plan is to have Muslim terrorists spread throughout the entire world committing acts of terror, and we'll need a global government and a global army to deal with this global crisis. Who knows? We know that's still the agenda that's out there. And I want to talk a little bit about culture shock. Culture shock is obviously when a person of one culture moves somewhere else and has difficulty just sort of fitting in with the social expectations and behaviors of where they're going to. Now, sometimes culture shock can actually be humorous. It's often used as a plot device in TV shows, like Gilligan's Island. If you really think about that, that was a study in culture shock. You had the actress, the farm girl, the scientist, the very rich people, all stuck on an island and culturally conflicting with each other. That's where a lot of the humor came from. But it's not always funny. Apparently, over in Bonn, Germany, there was this refugee who got into an argument with his wife because the Syrian refugee insisted that they continue to live as they had in Syria. The wife said no, she refused to accept the roles they had back home. She wanted to live like a European. And the Syrian refugee, as punishment to the wife, threw his kids out the window. And he's now gone on trial, as well as he should. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Steve in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you. Hi there. I just wanted to ask you about the Iran issue. You know, in my opinion, I'm sorry that there's this attitude so many Republicans have too, I guess, against Iran, and I just can't see that they're a threat. I mean, no more than any other country that has nuclear power.
Even less than a country. I mean, Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years. The reason Iran is being targeted is because Israel wants them broken up and destroyed the way it was done to Iraq. The private central bankers want Iran destroyed because they still have a public banking system. And the U.S. wants Iran conquered so that Iran's oil is sold only for the U.S. dollar. That's basically it in a nutshell. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification, and we'll be right back.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.